from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sooks. Big Sooks right over there. I'm Isachi. Things are going great. Isachi.
Rob's
having a great
take
show.
Part in some illegal street racing in your Toyota Highlander this weekend?
No, I'm not.
I would give anything to see you roll up in your Toyota SUV to one of these things.
Move over, nerds.
It would be fantastic.
Isachi's here.
I wish even better you still had your Nissan Leaf, because that would have been the ultimate. Could you show up to one of those things in a Nissan Leaf and just start doing some cookies? Would people embrace you?
I don't know.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, I'm not here for it. Somebody said, hold the loud muffler contest on Rop Street. Boy, I tell you, you want to get me to snap? That might do it.
Now, what would you do? Would you holler at them or go call the cops?
Well, I would certainly call the cops, but I don't know. I get viscerally mad.
Would you stand out there with your hands on hips?
With the evil glare?
How great would it be if a group of like, you got like 10 people, like these car guys found out where you live, and they just showed up a random Wednesday night and just started drag racing up and down your street in the mufflers, all with like a nice sign, like, hello, Isachi.
How far up your ass is your head? Will you shut up and stop giving people ideas?
If I had a loud muffler, I would do it myself. That's amazing.
All right, coming up.
Punch it, bitch!
Coming up here, we have Joey Harrington at 5:30. We'll see if my trip to Pebble Beach, I have actually finally one-upped the charmed life of Joey Harrington.
I doubt it.
Next segment, a little Washington talk. I've got Jed Fish audio. For some reason, he's talking about the Iowa game. And then in the club tonight, a hooker has revealed the top 4 professions of men that are best at doing it.
I think we've all wanted this list. Leave it to the pros.
And 3 of them are not all that surprising. Well, I would say 2 of them aren't.
The sports radio guys.
That's right.
But
no one's slinging that wood like us.
One of them is like, what?
I'm kind of excited. Like, barista will be on there.
No, it's going to be like a mortician.
Ew.
That is ew.
Yeah. Well, is there
a lot
of
ew.
Is there a job that's more ew than a mortician?
Very few.
Like, no.
That can't get you laid.
Have you guys watched the Jake Gyllenhaal show on Apple TV yet?
Yes.
No, I've heard really good things.
Presumed
about
Innocent.
It, no.
Excellent.
I read the book as a teenager, too. It's excellent.
Oh. So you know.
Does it involve a mortician?
Well, yeah. Well, not really. It just It made me think of it because, yes, he goes into the...
There's a medical examiner that's a character in the show.
Yeah, so that show's good. Highly recommended. Big plot twist at the end.
Yeah, they were saying, like, someone put together a list of the best shows of 2024 somewhere, and that thing was at the top 5.
It's
people
called
raving about it.
Presumed Innocent.
Where's it on?
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Apple TV.
Apple TV.
That's the one thing I don't have.
All right, time now for the hot 5 at 5.
Oh.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com.
Number five.
Mariners Phillies, first of three tonight. Your M's are tied with the Astros atop the AOS. Phillies lead the NL East by just six now over the surging Braves.
Yeah. Well, let's not poo-poo my Mets, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, like 2 days ago, we had the same record as the Braves. What are you poo-pooing?
Did you hear that? He just poo-pooed him.
Yeah, I don't like your poo-poo. Yeah.
By the way, the Braves are already losing 3-0 to the Marlins.
Yeah,
the mighty Marlins.
Suck it, Braves.
What else do we have? Oh, the Astros are taking on the Rays later. And, I don't know. some of these games. Royals are up 3-2 on the Tigers. You like that? You like that?
I do like that.
Diamondbacks 5-1.
I like rooting for your Royals.
Diamondbacks lead the Pirates.
You like that? You like that?
5-1 in the fifth. Blue Jays Yankees. Rain delay.
Same with Giants Reds, right?
Yeah. Guardians lead the O's 2-1. There's your baseball. Oh, and Mike Trout's out for the year again.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know, earlier that he had a setback, that he felt scar tissue pop when he was running. No, it turns out he tore his meniscus.
Another one.
But he may just be, honestly,
done.
He just may be done.
I am contractually obligated to give you Olympic golf scores.
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is shaping up for a great golf weekend.
Very good golf weekend, you're right. It is, there's no cut, so they've played two rounds. They'll play one more round tomorrow, one run on Sunday in Paris. And right now it is a three-way tie between England, Japan, and the U.S. You've got Tommy Fleetwood, Hideki Matsuyama, and Xander Schauffele all 11 under. And look who is lurking just two shots back, John Rahm.
That is fantastic. That is going to be some great golf. And I know it's not for big money, but I love that this is getting a little competitive and the guys are laying on the line.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And Scottie Scheffler's back there at 6 under. He's only 5 back. He was just 2 under today.
Maybe he can make up some ground there on day 3.
Wyndham Clark played well today, finally. But he's way back.
Number 3.
What else do I have for you?
About our soccer team sucking eggs. Which is worse, our soccer team or our 3-on-3 basketball?
Well, the 3-on-3 basketball won today.
Finally?
Suck it.
Which one? Male or female?
The men.
Oh.
The boys.
Well, our soccer team's going home. Morocco gave us the heave.
Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith not expected to miss much time. Tests showed nothing major on his knee. They are still waiting the results of a few hip tests. He's got a hip problem, too, but he did not practice today, so he's missed 3 straight practices, but they say he should be good.
Yeah, which is good, because no offense, but you don't want Sam Howell quarterbacking that team.
Yes, you do.
And I think Seattle could be a sneaky good team. I'm higher on the Seahawks than some people.
I've got Sam Howell starting by week 6.
Eating some chicky tendies.
And he's going to be...
He's going to be okay.
He's going to be okay.
He'll be all right.
He'll be very Sam Howell-y.
Because
remember, he torched the Seahawks last year. Remember that game?
Sam Howell's not good. Stop with your Sam Howell thing.
I'm telling you, he's better than Geno Smith.
Number 2.
No, he's not. He's really not.
Number 2.
NFL Sunday ticket judgment has been overturned. If you thought you'd get a dime from the $4.7 billion settlement or judgment rendered last month, you are wrong.
Did you see that thing could have escalated to like $14 billion because you can like triple the penalties in these sorts of cases? So the NFL was going to be on the hook for over $10 billion, but not anymore.
The U.S. District Judge in L.A. said two expert witnesses who spoke on the financial ramifications of Sunday Ticket used flawed methodologies. Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably over.
Well, and we said this when the verdict came down. There were a bunch of legal experts that were writing that the NFL had a very, very strong case on appeal. And sure enough, here you go. And the NFL did point out something that, I mean, they have the most accessible games of any sport in the world, or at least in the United States, and that this was one premium service. But there's a lot of free football out there for people. So
let's do it. What are you talking about? Like network games and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, because the NFL's thing was, yes, this was a premium item, but if you want football, football is available in every market basically for free, and it's available, they have the stats to back it up. It is the easiest of the main four sports in the United States to access basically for free.
Well, I was listening to my favorite midday show coming in, Danny and Dusty, and they said that if you wanted to watch your team and you had to pay, if you had to go find your team's games and pay for every one of them, it would cost you $650 to watch a full schedule of your team.
In the NFL?
In the NFL, yeah. Like if they weren't, I think what they were saying is like if they weren't on cable or like maybe you're not in that city.
Yeah.
So like if you live in Las Vegas, the Raiders are probably on CBS or whatever.
Yes.
But if you live in Portland and you're, he was saying, because he's a Raider fan.
Yes.
He was like, I live in Portland. If I want to catch every Raider game and I don't have Sunday ticket, it would cost $650.
Well, and the NFL's argument was, you're not entitled to watch whatever you want, whenever you want. We give you more free programming than any other sports league, and now you're telling us that we owe you billions? Turns out the judge agreed with the NFL.
U.S. mixed 4x400 relay set a world record today, a time of 3 minutes, 7 seconds. Very exciting.
Didn't even know we had a mixed relay team.
That was in the semis, so they'll compete in the finals, I think, tomorrow. U.S. men's soccer got eliminated after a 4-0 loss to Morocco.
God, we suck.
Men's basketball, tees it up tomorrow. They are playing at 11:15 our time against Puerto Rico. Today, Germany handled France. Franz Wagner leading the way.
Hey, way to go, Franz.
The Germans are unbeaten thus far. And in tennis, it'll be Djokovic and Alcaraz.
That's
in the,
pretty kick-ass.
In the men's final.
That was just the final in Wimbledon.
It in sure the was. French Open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Alcaraz kicked his ass.
Yes.
He's
but they meet again this time.
Really good.
For gold.
Victor Rico's Mexican Food brings you the Hot 5 at 5. It's the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Let's get into Jed Fish. Why on earth he's talking about Iowa, I have no idea. But we're going to play it. And then we're going to have Joey Harrington in here. It is 5:12 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah.
The home of Dirt and Spray.
I'm Dirt.
So just put them in the damn Big 12.
Yep.
Let them play big boy football.
Yep.
And let's move on to making fun of each other and hating each other. And I won't feel bad about making fun of your program anymore. I feel bad sometimes when I make fun of your program. It's punching down. I don't like punching down. And I want to punch slightly down, not completely down. Go to the Big 12,
Dirt,
please.
Dirt usually punches up.
Yes, I do.
Dirt and Spray. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
Crash is clear on the Glen Jackson Bridge, but northbound 205 is extra slow from 26 to the beginning of the bridge. 5 North, not much better. It's slow and go pretty much from Terwilliger all the way over the interstate bridge. I'm Claire Beverly with traffic.
This traffic report brought to you by
Pelican Brewing Company.
Summertime is here. Escape to the beach and visit Pelican Brewing for fresh, award-winning brews and epic views. Independent on the Oregon coast since 1996, with locations in Lincoln City, Pacific City, Tillamook, and Cannon Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hello, friends. The spring flowers have bloomed and the beautiful weather is upon us, which means it's time to get out to Chehalem Glen Golf Course in scenic Newburgh, Oregon. During the perfect Pacific Northwest weather, Chehalem Glen shows why it's one of the best courses in the valley, with pristine fairways and dialed-in greens. So when you're booking your next round, make sure it's at Chehalem Glen. Head on over to ChehalemGlen.com to book your next tee time, and we'll see you on the first tee box, friends.
Sometimes intimate moments happen spontaneously. At Hims, we know it's always better to be ready. And the best way to be ready anytime is to go to Hims.com today. Because when you go to Hims.com/radio, you'll find doctor-trusted ED treatments for less, with the same active ingredient as Cialis. Available in daily pills or chews, Hims gives you that boost of confidence, knowing you can be ready whenever the mood strikes. To connect with a licensed medical provider, just go to Hims.com. No in-person appointments or awkward conversations required. If prescription medication is right for you, it'll be shipped to your door for free. Starting at less than $2 a day, you can get an ED treatment prescribed 100% online, all for a fraction of the price of name brands. Get your confidence back with Hims. Get started with a free 100% online consultation today at Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. Hims.com/radio.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
As school messes return, rest easy. Clorox has got your back to school.
Oh, no.
I'm back. That messy science experiment. And I brought baking soda, cornstarch.
And you're due tomorrow, right? Well, at least I stocked up on Clorox disinfecting wipes. Because you're not messing up my kitchen counters like last time.
Ooh, smart. Got any food coloring?
And off to the store we go.
Stock up on Clorox disinfecting wipes that clean three times better than wet paper towels on kitchen grease and soap scum. Use as directed.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, coming up next, we will talk with Joey Harrington. We'll find out how much exactly he paid to be a part owner of the Portland Thorns. And we'll find out if my Pebble Beach trip actually did finally one-up him.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you will get the exact number because that's what you do. And no, you did not trump him. I can't believe that you did.
Look, he's not going to tell us the number, but I'm going to try.
It's what you do. You dig.
Yeah.
An investigative journalist in the likes of Ron Pivo.
All right. So before we get to that, this is totally random, but I saw this
random
Jed Fish clip and I liked it. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to like him. Only because the more I see him talk, the more I think he's as honest as he can be.
Okay.
Which I appreciate. I appreciate guys that are just themselves, are authentic. And, you know, I get it in a position like that. Sometimes you got to, I don't know, stretch the truth and lie or like.
Kind of massage, you know, I get
leave
it.
Things out.
Yeah.
But he seems pretty open and honest, you know. So for some reason, somebody asked him about the Iowa game.
Seems odd, but okay.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
So they are, that's week, I think week 7 for them.
And he answered it?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's what he said.
I know a lot. We were number 2 in the country in 2016, and we were 9-0, and we went into Kinnick Stadium and lost the game. When I was at Minnesota, we played at Iowa and lost 21-7 and lost the trophy game there. So I've played Iowa twice. I have the utmost respect for Coach Ferentz. He, too, started out with Coach Belichick. So we have that mutual relationship. I told him that he's my wife's favorite coach. I don't know why, but he is. So I've told him that as well. She just loves the fact, I think, that he's been at the same job for 20 years. That could be a subtle message to me when she says that Coach Ferentz is her favorite coach. But, you know, I'm excited about going against Iowa. I don't know if our players understand how hard of a stadium it is to play in. We all know how good of the defense is. Coach Parker is phenomenal at what he does. It'll be a great challenge. We know that. I understand it's going to be a big noon game. So that'll be 9 a.m. our time. So we'll have to get accustomed to that. So we'll be in Iowa City a day early. We're looking forward to it. And we certainly know what a great program Coach Ferentz has.
So he leaked the kickoff time, first of all. That was not public knowledge that that's a big nooner. So he leaked that. I love the bit about his wife.
Yeah.
Who loves Kirk Ferentz because he actually stays at a job.
Take a shot at me.
But yeah, some strange love for Iowa ahead of that game. That game isn't until October 12th.
What a strange thing to ask.
Well, it was probably some Iowa media member at Big Ten Media Day or something.
By the way, their schedule down the stretch is a tough run. So they've got Michigan at home and then turn around next week on the road at Iowa. And then you have to come back home and then back on the road in Indiana, which Indiana, who knows, but it's on the road again. I wonder if they just stay out there. But that's tough. Back to back at Iowa, at Indiana, and then you got USC at home and then back on the road at Penn State before finishing up with UCLA and then at Oregon. That's a tough run there for Washington.
What do you think their record will be going into the Iowa game? So they have Weber State.
It'll be 4-1.
Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
And then they play Washington State in Seattle.
Yeah.
Those are the first three.
Yeah, those are three wins.
And then they play at home to Northwestern,
mm-hmm.
At Rutgers, and home to Michigan.
The Rutgers and Northwest could be interesting games. But I'm going to go
Northwestern, you said?
Yeah, Northwestern would be a little sneaky team.
Are they?
Yeah.
Didn't they get a new coach and they fire Pat Fitzgerald?
Yeah, they did fire Pat Fitzgerald.
Just let him do too much hazing, remember?
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah.
He was exposed as a horrible person. No way.
Who is their coach now?
No idea. Probably some assistant.
Was it the guy who stepped in the interim?
Because they were a little sneaky team. They were like 8. I think they were like Rutgers. Rutgers was 7-6, and I think Northwestern won 8 games.
David Braun.
Yes, the great David Braun. Okay. I'm just saying, Northwestern was a...
Yeah, they were 8-5.
They were 8-5. And then you got a Rutgers team who won 7 games last year, and Shannon's a good coach. So that's a... You know, those should be winnable games, but those are sneaky. And the Rutgers game, that's a long-ass trip to go out to Rutgers. So I'm going to say going into Iowa, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to say they're 4-1. They'll 4-1, possibly 3-2.
There's 6 games.
Oh, 6. Yeah, I didn't look at Michigan. So 4-2. 4-2.
Okay.
Possibly 5-1. I don't think they go. I don't think they get Michigan with Michigan coming to their place. There's a stumble in there. I think Washington will be better than people expect, but I've seen plenty of people up at UW say that I think their goal this year is about 8. You win 8 or 9 games if you're Washington, you're thrilled.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So. And yes, as
I have no idea what to expect from them.
The Vancouver Forward text line, all things considered, Jed Fish was a great hire. Yes, if you can keep him there.
Yeah, but you can't keep him, dude. He doesn't stay anywhere.
Now, eventually, though,
he's out of there.
Eventually, you stop running.
Well, his wife's giving him this subtle nudge. I don't know if you heard the audio. Well,
like, there's a lot of coaches that bounce, right? It's just a matter of
And they always do.
But eventually, you end up at a place where you plant some roots. I mean, you don't run forever. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I feel like the coaches that are always moving always move.
Well, I would disagree with that because it's one thing if you're moving from top-tier job to top-tier job, but for the most part, the coaches that move are the ones that are ladder climbers. And then once you reach a certain point, you stop climbing. The question becomes, is Washington the top of the ladder for Jed Fish? I would venture no. The thing that would scare me if I'm a UW fan is, let's say Fish outkicks his coverage this year, because not a ton is expected of UW. So let's say they win 9 or 10 games, right? And they're... We go into the back half of the season in that stretch with USC, Penn State, UCLA, Oregon, and they're sniffing around a college football playoff berth. But they don't get it, right? They win 10 games, but they come up short. Billy Napier's fired. Jed Fish is a Florida guy through and through. That absolutely terrifies me. And this idea that, oh, he's only been there for 1 year. Dude, we have seen so many coaches give you the F you after 1 year. That would scare the hell out of me if I'm UW.
Is Jed Fish really the top of Florida's list?
If he wins 10 games with a team that they don't see coming, yes, Jed Fish will be at the top of that list.
What if he wins 8 games?
See, and that's the thing, if you're UW, are you almost better off like
losing for a year or being 500?
Yeah, as opposed to Fish taking a really nice Arizona campaign while all of a sudden he had a hot name, and then he goes to UW and has another great year, and he's the really hot name because Napier is going to get fired next year. You're honestly, for UW fan, it's almost better off if you have some success, but not that much success. Let Florida hire someone else after they fire their coach.
Can you imagine the UW fans if they went like 5-7 and then Florida hired Dan Lanning away? They just the party they'd have.
Oh dear.
I don't think he's going to Gainesville, but
no, but just saying. Yeah, someone said, I don't even think Alabama's the end of the line for DeBoer. He'll continue to move around. If he wins at Alabama, there is nowhere else to move. Like, if you win at Alabama, this is my point. And I'm not saying Washington's Alabama, but DeBoer has climbed the ladder. But look at where he's climbed from. Of course you're going to... No one says, well, I've reached the top of the ladder at Fresno State. But when you reach Alabama, when you reach LSU, unless the calling is the NFL, like, that's the ceiling. You don't move from Ohio State to a better job. It's just you're at Ohio State.
Two names at Florida that are interesting if Billy Napier goes. One is Urban Meyer.
Gosh.
I mean, he's sitting out there. And the other is Lane Kiffin, because Ole Miss is going to be good this year.
Yes. And Laner has already made it open that he's...
Well, and he bounces. He's always bouncing.
But Ole Miss, he wanted the Alabama job, and he would have left had they offered it to him.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, maybe Jed Fish to Florida, but I feel like Florida is one of those schools that has a case of we're way better than that, and they will try to shoot higher than that. But
well, I mean, they did end up with McElwain and, you know, Billy Nate. I mean, like, they haven't necessarily had
That's true.
The hammer hires lately.
The Hawkeyes, by the way, that Washington Iowa game, they will be coming off of the Ohio State game in Columbus the week prior. I don't know if that matters to you.
Well, it's a little something. I mean, it could be a letdown game, perhaps.
Yeah. Fish did tweet this week that Washington got their championship rings in.
I did see those.
They had the Pac-12 championship ring, and they got the Sugar Bowl championship ring.
Yep.
A classy movie, and congratulated Coach DeBoer.
Yep. Said he would send them out to everyone, all the coaches, all the staff and players that were part of that.
They shipped out 66 sets of rings.
Oh,
like, no one's there.
Yeah, they're all gone.
They sent them all to Washington, and Washington's like, well, hell, not one person is left.
Yeah, here's some.
We got to do a lot of mailing. That costs Washington $10,000 just to mail out their championship rings to all the people that aren't there anymore.
Yeah, I saw those. They put them in one box. They were good looking. The purple's kind of a weird tinge on the ring, but obviously you got to have the purple on there.
By the way, Montlake Futures,
their NIL.
The Washington NIL conglomerate.
Yeah.
They're hosting a dinner with Bill Belichick.
Well, yeah. Because
you going?
Well, Lil Stevie's there on staff now.
Lil Stevie.
Yep.
No, I...
Why not?
I hate to say this, but I don't have any interest in Bill.
That's a lot of information, so.
Like, I don't find him.
I don't think that would be very interesting either.
No, I'm
I can't even imagine. It's already been addressed.
Unless we got him drunk.
There you go. Even then, I just think he's a bore.
And he reveals that Tom Brady's gay. But wow. Only, what?
Tom Brady. I'm gay.
Only hey. To the people at the table.
Hey, by the way. Red Danny.
Caleb Williams on the TB12 program. He's even talking to that wackadoo trainer of Tom's.
Can I just say that I think Caleb Williams is going to be great? Can I say that?
You can say it.
I have a sports talk show.
Yeah, you know.
I have a microphone.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah,
Caleb Williams is going to be great.
Oh, you're one of those hot take guys, huh? Yeah.
He's going to be great.
You and Nick Wright. Let's go. Hey, Skip Bayless is out. You looking for a job?
No. All right, coming up next, Joey Harrington joins us for his weekly chat, but first, Buck with SportsCenter.
I am an ignorant boob.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
J. Joseph Harrington joins us each Friday. Here it is, the dog days of summer. I'm sure he's got nothing going on. Although, Jason, I see him everywhere. He is on TV. I saw a charity ad with him in it. I saw the video for the release of the uniform.
A man of the people.
The thorns.
Hold on. Where are you? This is, I don't, people are saying they see on TV. Where, I apparently haven't seen this.
You're not watching TV?
Did you not film?
I'm watching the Olympics.
Well, maybe that's what it was. I don't know what I was watching, but did you not film a charity ad with somebody recently, maybe? Something?
Oh, at KGW, the Huddle Up.
Sure. All
sure,
right.
Sure. With Safeway and Albertsons.
Yeah, there was a woman in it, and you were in it, and your
that would
hair.
Be the wonderful Jill McGinnis, the president of the Safeway Foundation.
Well, I was mesmerized by the hair.
It's good. It's good.
It was looking great.
Yeah. Well, like Sook and I talked about last week when you were gone again, I was blessed with Valerie Jean's. Jeans. Yeah. Valerie's my mom. Jeans.
I was like, what?
You didn't get that one. Yeah. Val.
Well, yeah, your hair looks great right now.
Yeah, because they say the hair comes from the mother's father. So.
Mother's father.
Yeah.
Mine was bald, though, like you.
Yeah, that's what my mother. So Jack's, my mother's father. Okay, I got my mom's hair. Jack has my hair. So that wouldn't make sense. It's like thick and dark and
luscious.
Crazy.
Well, I would tell you this.
Luscious is a word to use. That is one word.
Now, when you have Viking jeans and you mix them with tiny Korean jeans, let me tell you something. The Korean jeans kick mine ass. It got dominated. Like, my kids are all tiny Asians with really thick, dark hair. My jeans didn't even stand a chance. It's so disappointing.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a one.
So your kids are, I was like, they're either Varian or Kariking. Is that what you're saying?
That is. And Korean comes first because they're, yeah. I would have thought that some Viking jeans, you know, those are some hardy jeans. I thought like my Nordic, there'd be some Nordic traits. No, nothing.
They're good at ping pong with axes.
That's the one thing we got.
Hey, did you know I know. I'm sorry. It was a bad joke.
I was trying to think. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that I was at Pebble Beach last week?
I did. Yeah, I know.
Now, I'm hoping. I've got my fingers crossed right now. You can't see that because we're on the radio, but they are crossed. Have I one-upped the great Joey Harrington, the charmed life of Joey Harrington? Have you ever played Pebble Beach, or do I have one on you?
I have played Pebble Beach.
Damn it. Yeah.
We knew it. I told you.
Yeah.
Probably five times.
No, just once. I
with
did
the
once
U.S.
With
president.
My dad. No. My dad retired. I mean, he retired from, he was a high school principal, and then he went back and was the president at Central. So when he finally retired, he and I went to Pebble and did that. See, here's the thing. Like, you walk onto that course and think, there's no way it can actually be as good as it's supposed to be. Like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
And then you come out onto, what is it, after the fourth green, onto five?
The par three, five, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And then you get up to six, and it's like, oh, my God.
You are not kidding.
You guys in the corner puking his guts out. Sorry, that was a...
Yeah, anyway, the holes five through, and you could throw four in there, but holes five through 10, I don't think you will get a better stretch of golf anywhere in the world. And you are so right. It's like, you know, you get up there, you're like, ah, how good can it be? It's probably just the
one
views.
One and two, it's like, ah, cool. Yeah. You know, you're like, this is a nice course, fine. And then you hit six, and it's like, good God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is amazing.
Crazy good.
Dad and I both parred seven.
Did you?
I feel right. pretty good about that, yeah.
I did too.
There you go. Good. I went for it in two on six. He pulled it a little bit left and hit the cart path.
Mm.
And then went over the top, and I think I ended up like down by eight tee box. Would that make sense?
Yep, that's way down there. But
yeah. Yeah, I took a big hop, ended up doubling six. Wasn't good.
Well, it's a great place. And I'll just go back to the drawing board trying to one-up Joey.
I thought it was adorable that you thought you were going to do something that he hasn't done.
Where do you
done.
Think I should go? Okay, you and me,
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Where can I go that you think would one-up him?
I can tell you where it is.
Well, I mean,
yeah. And it's poignant right now. It's the Olympics.
Oh, you've never been to the Olympics.
I've never been to the Olympics.
Oh.
Well, I don't really want to go to the Olympics. But I guess
you know what? Okay, here's a funny story. Okay, since it's story time and it's Olympic time and it's not football season, so I got a text from Valerie Jean last night, and she said, "Don't you have the Olympic? Or do you have? How does she phrase it? Where are you keeping your Olympic torch?" And I was like, "It's over in Central Oregon," and you know, I was like, "What? Why?" And I don't know why she was just curious, but I was like, "Oh, so how about this?" So I was so lucky to be part of the Olympic torch relay for Salt Lake '02.
Okay,
and you know, it was pretty cool. They had like all the torches had like built-in like gas, I don't know, propane or whatever. Like, and so the torch would come to you with the flame, and then like the super secret person with the super secret key. That's like a skeleton Harry Potter key that only, you know, one person in the world has, like turns on your gas. Hmm. And then you took it from the other person. Right. And then that super secret person turned off the previous torch.
Yeah.
Right. And then you could never turn it on again. And it's like, oh, well then how do you know that was actually used? Well, it would singe, the top of the torch was actually like this glass, and so the Olympic flame would leave this soot, this residue on top that was singed all the way around the top. It was looked super cool. It was like, it was incredible. Like the design of the torch was awesome. Anyway, so I did the thing and carried it and, you know, go USA. And for a gift, you know, then I went off to the Detroit and came back, and my mom, I think it was actually for my birthday the next year, she got the torch mounted like in a plexiglass case and, you know, cool. had a little plaque. Very I was cool. like, oh, that Val. Was really cool. Like, yeah, thank you. Good job, Val. And she says, oh yeah, but it was so dirty. And so we had it cleaned off.
Oh,
and we mounted
no.
it. I was like, what? That was like the only, like that was the remnant that like the Olympic flame was touching that and singed it. And she's like, yeah, it was just so dirty. And so I had it cleaned off before we mounted it.
Gosh. Oh my gosh, Val.
That's, did you ever tell her? Or did you just kind of let it go?
Oh no, she knows.
Yeah,
she knows.
I think he erupted at her. Well, I mean, you can't be mad at her.
Can I ask though, who did you get the torch from and who did you pass it to?
God, that's a great question.
You remember?
No, I remember being in the van. Like, so there was like a, think of it like Hood to Coast, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was like a van that covered the span of however many miles it was when it came through Portland, right? Because, you know, I don't know the path it took, but it worked through, you know, Oregon and, you know, then up to Washington, then over to Utah and down. You know, it made its path. And there was maybe a 30-passenger van. And it wasn't really other athletes. It was like business people from nonprofits, you know, around the community. And yeah, so I cannot remember specifically. I just remember being in a van with, you know, a bunch of other people, and we were all wearing like these matching white and blue sweatsuits. And yeah, that was 22 years ago, man. You can't expect me to remember that.
I didn't know if it was like, because I'm looking it up right now. I just was wondering, and it sounds like it was just you were the only I mean, you were like the only celebrity that took it through Portland. So I'm not sure which one of these people you handed it off to, but there were a couple doctors. There was a cancer survivor. There was a Down syndrome swimmer in the Special Olympics. So yeah. It sounds like it was just a bunch of people from the community and you.
Well, that's exactly kind of what it was. Yeah. It was like everybody was, as we were in the van, like driving to our spots, and the Olympic organizers are talking about the history and, you know, who gets selected and why. And these, you know, everybody's telling their stories about all, yeah. You know, like you said, cancer survivors and, you know, all this incredible stuff they did. And I was like, good God, dude, I just played some football. Like, you know, I'm feeling a little bit, it was all these incredible people and me, like you said.
How far do you go with it? And then what do you do with it if you got to, like, you know, pee or something?
Well, I think it was only like a half mile.
Hmm. Oh.
So, yeah, no, it was not okay. Far.
Right.
And so if you have to pee in the middle of, like, that half mile, you know, then you should probably go get a colonoscopy and see, or a prostate exam. Yeah. Sorry.
I was going to say, wow, yeah. That got wild.
Colonoscopy. Yeah, gets nice. Sideways.
Yeah. But I carried it right by Lloyd Cinemas, just straight right down Lloyd Center. Yeah. And, so
and they,
in the neighborhood,
they don't give you, like, if you carry the torch and the games, you said it was in Salt Lake. So it's just, you know, it's not far. They don't hook you up with a ticket.
Well, you're probably going to play. You had to probably go to camp and stuff, right?
I don't know. Again, like, you're asking me all these details from like 22 years ago. Like, come on now. No, we did not get hooked up with a ticket. I think it was more of like, hey, you got to carry the Olympic torch. Like, that's super cool. Yeah. Shut up and don't ask for anything else.
Now buy your own way to the games. Yeah.
Which, by the way, let me just point out, even if Rob goes to the Olympics, that is not one-upping you.
No, because I agree.
You carried the damn torch.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, Rob going to buy a ticket for rugby sevens at the next Olympics, or someone that's going to scoot down a hill real fast, that doesn't one-up carrying the torch.
That's true. What golf course have you not played that you want to play?
I'm guessing Augusta, right?
Well, Augusta, yeah. I mean, but if you find your way into Augusta, then we got issues. Shinnecock, that's one that I really want to play. I really want to play out in, like, Shinnecock and Fisher's Island and, you know, Page. Out in that. What is it? I'm going to mispronounce it. Saddenac or?
Yeah. I don't know that one, but have you played Bethpage? That's out that way.
I have not. Yeah, I have not played
all
Bethpage.
Right. All right.
Out at, like, what is it, Long Island out in the Hamptons out there?
Sure. I'm going there.
I thought that me and Rob played in the Maurice Lucas Memorial Golf Tournament just not too long ago.
Was that a Shinnecock?
No.
No, the reserve. The reserve. So close.
But
close second.
Fun, guy. I thought for a brief moment that I may have had an in at Augusta National.
What?
They had a big tomahawk dinner. I was playing with the Michael Jordan Steakhouse guys. That's who I was. That's the team I was playing with. I was, quote, the celebrity.
Jeff Wood.
The great Jeff Wood.
He is great.
So he says, come on up to the dinner. We do a big dinner at Michael Jordan's the night before. Everyone, you know, big tomahawks, family style dinner. It's great. So we go up there and we sit down at the table and he goes, hey, these are some of the guys we're playing with. And I brought my buddy along with me. So it was me and my buddy. And we were sitting there and I was like with one of the, like a... the chief marketing director of Alaska Airlines. I was like, okay, this is not in my pay grade. There was another guy who was a golf pro that was on the team with me. So I was talking to him. And then this other guy who was in the car business and he was wearing an ascot.
No
and,
way.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Full on ascot.
Yes.
And so, and he's a big personality. So we start kind of, you know, you start talking to him and we asked him like, hey, like you're in the car business. Where do you operate out of? And he goes, pick a city in the country and a brand. And I've got a dealership there. And we were like, oh, it's like, it's one of those things. And then he starts talking about the private plane and kind of goes on. And he's kind of a big, you know, you're like, geez.
Cocky guy.
Well, and you're kind of trying to figure out, is this dude all, you know, all hat, no cattle, or is this kind of the real deal? And so then he starts talking about golf and this and that. And my buddy just kind of throws him out. He's like, what golf clubs do you belong to? He goes, oh, I don't know, a bunch of them. And he goes, one doesn't begin with and it does it. And he goes, he kind of smiles and he pulls out his phone and I'm like, no effing way. And the dude pulls out his phone and there it is. It's him at Augusta.
So he's a member there?
He's a member. He was there with Bubba Watson and he's wearing an Augusta jacket. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Dude was a member at Augusta National. So I'm thinking, like, when we sat down, I thought this was the team I was playing with. Oh. So we go into Operation Kiss This Guy's Ass.
Yeah.
We're like, so me and my buddy are like, we're going to get this guy drunk and we're going to become best friends with him. So we spend all night. We're like, and look, we had to listen to a lot of stories and it was fine because they were interesting stories, but it was like, are you kidding me? And sure enough, the next day we show up at the cart and we all thought he was on our team. No, he was just there for the dinner and then he left.
He didn't play?
No, he flew in, like he made a donation and was just there for the dinner and then got on his plane and left. So,
well, you need a follow-up email.
For one brief evening, I thought for a moment, because he was saying about how he brings people down and blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, is this going to happen?
Here's what you need to do.
And then it died on the vine.
You need to get his email from Jeff. Seriously.
Yeah.
All you need to do is get his email from Jeff. Send him a note saying, hey, it's Sook. Really fun meeting with you. And then see if he comes back with, hey, come down anytime.
Come down.
And if you get there before I do, I might murder someone.
For a brief moment, I thought that there was an end.
Or you can take Joey and I.
Yeah. Take it. It's all.
There's our foursome.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Sook, you go down the Michael Jordan Steakhouse path.
Yeah.
I'll go down the Peyton Manning path.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good call.
And
meet in the middle.
Rob, you go down.
Well, I've got a friend. I've told you this before. My friend runs the Greater Greensboro Open, and he has played Augusta National. He knows all those bigwigs down that way.
Hockey mucks.
Yeah, so I got one. I don't want to ask him, but
that was the closest I had ever come. I had never met someone that was a member before, and I thought he was full of you know what until he started producing photos, and there was a lot of them.
Guys,
in a green jacket.
I think Operation Augusta,
full on, like Ed Rooney style. Like you dig up her bones, and I'll dig up your daughter. Kind of you, yeah.
And he did. He dug up like 12 bodies. He's got photos of him in his jacket sitting in Butler Cabin with Bubba Watson.
He sounds a little too boisterous to be a member there.
Yeah.
They're very.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's what we all thought, but
most of those guys are really low key.
No, he's not low key. He's wearing an ascot.
I bet they all hate him.
His ascot and his shoes cost more than my car. That dude's doing just fine. He's doing just fine.
All right, we got a break. We're with Joey Harrington, and when we come back, we're going to find out how many millions Joey has invested into the Portland Thorns. We are back, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. In a minute on The Fan.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
We are back with J. Joseph Harrington. We are riffing about Augusta National, Pebble Beach, the Olympics, one-upping Joey, which is harder than it seems. And now to his ownership of the Portland Thorns.
Yeah,
I read about
this. You missed this all last week. Yeah. You're late to the game here. Like if you go out to Red Pebble, you can't just wait a minute. Hold on, we forgot the most important thing of this entire conversation. I cannot believe that we will get back to the Thorns here, but we have some very important business, and I just remembered because I was thinking about last week's conversation.
Yeah, and that is.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, you missed it, but I gave a full-fledged apology as soon as our segment was done there.
Oh.
And if you would like me to redo that, I will say, for the record, I and Buck and Rob, for that matter, all thought that Joey Harrington was a big fat liar when it came to the Oregon Duck uniforms. I called him out on it. Joey, immediately after ending the segment, did produce several text messages proving that, indeed, Joey is not a liar. He is a man of faith. He is a moral oak. We were all wrong. And yes, Joey has been cleared of all charges.
And?
I'm sorry, and I'm a big fat jerk.
And?
What else does he want?
You have beautiful hair.
Okay, now we're good.
It really bothered me because, like, I wanted to have something finally on Joey. Like,
we all do.
All want something. I thought we caught him in a lie. I was certain that we caught him in a lie.
He's impenetrable.
It took him like 2 minutes to produce a text message that it exonerated him on all fronts. It was so heartbreaking.
I told you I'm an open book. If you ask me about something, I'm going to tell you.
I know.
Okay, but, so you were asking about something a moment ago before I took Thorns. On a side
but wait, track. Now I want to know, because these guys didn't believe me, so I want to get the confirmation on this. I think that commercial that you, or the ad that with the mailbox and the letter to Nike and everything, that was filmed at your house or by your house, was it not?
Oh, front porch.
Yeah. That was his front porch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these guys yelled at me. They were like, no way, it's not his house. I'm like, I think that's his house. Because I've stopped.
Yeah, no, that was on the front porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't know because I had
more people. Well, if you accuse me of being a liar, you're definitely not going to be invited.
That's true.
All the neighbors were like, hey, is the Nike mailbox still there? Like, no, they actually took it away. Like, it just showed up on a truck and they put it out front.
It'd be pretty cool if you just got to keep it out there, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Did you see the new uniforms today before we get to the Thorns? They released the catch uniforms.
Yes.
White with yellow pants.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
I still like the
gangrene ones. The ones they released with Joey, I said it. I think those are the best looking things that Oregon has done. They hit that thing out of the park.
So what? Yep. How much?
I cannot disagree. Go ahead.
How many millions did you invest in the Thorns?
700.
700 million.
That's a lot of millions.
Mm-hmm.
What was
700 million million?
How did that come about? You're now an owner.
I know. Well, see, here's the thing. This is what I told these guys last week. Like, they said, well, how much of an owner? I was like, well, take a decimal point, right? And then, like, imagine all, like, you know how you can put, like, keep putting zeros on a calculator, then all of a sudden, it will stop. Like, you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
So then take one of those zeros away and then, like, add a one at the end of that, and that's my percentage.
Oh, so it's like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
He
owns a sliver of, he literally owns a thorn of the thorns.
But if it pops, you know, down the road. So 10 G's, 20 G's, 50 G's.
I told you 700 million.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of millions.
He's not going to say.
No, yeah. So it's like a double. So what is like a million? Is that?
Oh,
you're asking us
more than a billion.
You want to talk about something that we're going to need a retraction for. Just anytime you ask us to do math, that's not going to end well.
Now, what do you hope to get out of that?
What do I hope to get out of it? In all honesty, what I hope to get out of it is continued connection. Right. This and that was kind of how this whole thing ended up getting put together, was under the idea that this team is, I guess, let me take a step back. If me as in any 30, 40, 50 year old, you know, how 60 year old, if you mention Terry Porter, Jerome Kersey, Buck Williams, right, that was like the fabric of Portland, right? Those athletes were absolutely, I mean, they are not just revered. And let me say this, like they weren't the superstars, right? Everybody knows Clyde Drexler, right? Everybody knows Damian Lillard, but like, those were the people that were just, they were Portland, right? We have on this Thorns team, literally the greatest soccer player in the history of Earth. And Christine Sinclair, right? She is the all-time leading. Nobody in the history of international football has scored more goals than Christine Sinclair. And by the way, Becky Sauerbrunn and Megan and Klingberg and Bella Bixby and all the Sam Coffey and Livy Moultrie and Morgan Weaver. I mean, you start going down the list of all these phenomenal athletes that are beloved by this city and the fan base, and can only expand with simply these are incredible athletes and incredible people who have not just given to their sport, but are also giving to this city. And so what do I hope to get out of this? I hope to help ingrain these athletes, this team, this organization, in the fabric of Portland, right? You know, that was my pitch, is like, I'm boots on the ground here for 45 years. Like, this is, and that's what I told the team, you know, last week when I met with them. I was like, this isn't just like some, you know, throwing some coin around just to, you know, invest somewhere. Like, this is personal. Like, this is something that I care about. This is something that is part of my hometown. I'm a season ticket holder. Like, I follow, you know, Olivia Moultrie as she comes up through NWSL and makes her first national team appearance and scores her first national team goal this year. I mean, I've followed Christine Sinclair since she was at University of Portland and playing in the NCAA quarterfinals against Notre Dame. Like, these are things that are part of my town, part of my family, and to be able to have some sort of, not necessarily impact, but to be able to help share that story, share those incredible athletes, help ingrain this team and these players in the fabric of Portland, like that's my goal out of this.
Why not the Timbers?
I think for two reasons. One, the biggest is that opportunity wasn't presented.
They don't want your money.
Oh, exactly. the Thorn sold to the Bethal family. They're based out of Southern California, and they're partial owners in the Sacramento Kings, and opened it up to to other people to be part of this.
Local people.
Yeah, and there's a large group that is not local, but Ashton and Brianne and I were asked to be part of this group, and so I think part of it, the biggest is, well, why not the Timbers? Well, because the Timbers didn't ask. And two is, this is I believe in women's sports, right? And that's such a cliche thing to say right now. However, I've told you the story of Christine Sinclair and the first time, when Emily and I were dating and went to watch the UP women's soccer team play. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's, this is going to be a bunch of flopping and, taking a dive and everybody's getting carried off on stretchers. And, and then all of a sudden Christine Sinclair goes like full elbow and like into some woman's jaw. And I was like, she is a badass, and I am a fan of women's soccer. Like, it was, and I only watched women's soccer for a good 6 or 8 years. So, like, I've always appreciated women's soccer. I've appreciated women's sports, and I think this is, just kind of is confluence the right word? That connection between something that I've always had an incredible appreciation for, combined with my hometown, combined with something that's literally down the street, and I could not be more passionate about. And it was like, this is a no-brainer.
That's cool. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, I love the passion. I love to hear it. That's,
and women's sports, you're getting it at the right time. Women's sports, man, popping. Absolutely popping. The superior species taking over. Evidenced by Val mounting Joey's Olympic torch. Mm-hmm. I mean, what
Valerie
man?
Jean in her hair jeans.
What man would do that? All right. Good talk. Glad to be back.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, if I'm not a pedo beach.
Shooting better than you with better hair.
All right. Have a good one.
See you guys.
All right. That's Joey Harrington each Friday here on The Fan, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session. Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop. And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.